How are you today, Danielle?
I'm good. I'm kind of crazy. Thanks for having me on. I'm crazy because I'm in this weird world that's developing and building and happening all around me.
I'm sure, just from the looks of it. Yeah, it looks absolutely crazy and unlike anything else I've ever seen. And you must be a fan of the renowned Edgar Allan Poe, who is a major figure in world literature. What's your personal favourite, may I ask?
I keep finding new ones because he is so prolific. Like, I'm a fan, and I'm certainly not. I know so much more now, having started this crazy adventure. But I find myself reading something and going, "Oh my god, that is so good!" I think the Conqueror Worm poem of his is amazing. I do love his the ones that kind of, you know, you're sort of forced to sort of probably study, being the Raven or the Telltale Heart, but there's a lot to draw on. He was one kooky, kooky guy, and his life was also pretty kooky too. And that's the world that we're kind of inspired by. So both things drawn from his real life and things drawn from his literature.
Yeah, for sure. And so if you were to summarise the experience or like a little teaser trailer, what can visitors really expect?
Well, I think that... you know, people often know him as sort of the macabre master, and you don't need to know anything about him to come and enjoy the experience. I hope that for mega fans, they'll find all of our nods and clever clues laid around the place. But for other people, that you'll also just have a really wild choose-your-own-adventure time in a dream world that can spin like all dreams from, you know, funny and silly to sexy sometimes to a little bit creepy to a bit nightmarish back to fun. So it'll be quite a wild ride, but you get to choose how far you want to push yourself.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so is it just kind of walking inside his mind, I'd imagine, or is that what you're kind of aiming for?
Yeah, hopefully it'll feel a little bit like that. You're kind of invited to enter his dream and see what his dream might be like. And I think, you know, he was a guy that was obviously pretty clearly obsessed with a certain, like, a number of things, but death being one of them, a big one for him. And you know, he had a lot of people die around him at really important times in his life, and then you see that reflected back in his work with his obsessions with people being buried alive and people coming back from the dead and people getting buried into walls and people getting, you know, all of these sorts of things. So I think that, you know, he really had this kind of fixation on these areas. But he's also somebody that wrote really early science fiction, and he also wrote detective stories, and he was a cryptologist. So that meant he was really into, like, puzzle-solving clues, solving code, things like that. And so we're kind of inspired by all of his works, not just the more gothic-y ones, but some of his other ones. He used to write hoaxes that got published of things that would happen, like scientific things that would happen that got published in the papers. And then the papers the next day would have to write and say, that was not a real story, sorry. You know, he was a prankster as well. So he's got a lot for us to draw on, and really I feel like a kid in the candy shop. But I hope that you know, people, you know, also just really enjoy tiptoeing through all of those different landscapes that we're creating across 30 rooms.
Well, it certainly sounds like there's something for everyone. What inspired you to choose the location of the event? It's in a warehouse, is that right?
Yeah, me and my creative partners, like, we really want to get out of the regular spaces that you see work in, and to be able to create something that's completely, you know, three-dimensional around you, something that you're in the set as an audience member, and the action is happening around you, and it's not scary. As I said, you can choose. You're not an audience participation person, don't worry, you'll be fine. But if you're up for a bit of a challenge, then this is the show as well for you. And we just, you know, the warehouse is sort of sitting there waiting to be knocked down, turned into apartments. And we just thought, why not? Like, why not? Like, Sydney should have something super cool and super fun to come to, and that you can come back to again and again and probably have a different journey. And We're aiming big, and I think it's going to be really cool.
For sure. It's very exciting. And in your own opinion, I think that I read that there were over 30 different rooms. What's your favorite room, or what's something you're looking forward to watching the reactions from?
I guess I'm looking forward to watching people's reactions when they discover the secrets that are dotted all around the place. So I'm not going to say any more than that, but they're all my favourite rooms, but I'm looking forward to seeing people discover them and the contrast between rooms that are perfectly period realised through to crazy imaginings of what you know, something in somebody's dream might look like.
Well, it's no small task. I mean, it must have been a lot of work. And it does come out next month, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So yep. We start on the 19th of September, and the tickets are available until the 28th of October, so it's a limited residency. You can go to our website, amidnightvisit.com. It is for age 15 plus, because we are dealing with some dark matters. So you can get tickets through our website, check it out, have a bit more of a read his obituary, which we've recreated on the website, so you can find out a bit more about this crazy guy that has inspired this. And for your listeners, we've also got a little treat, which is a discount code, 20% off, which is valid for any session in the season, and you just got to book before midnight Sunday night, and the code is midnight2ser. So that's midnight2ser for any session, 20% off, valid till midnight Sunday.
Perfect. Well, we'll definitely be looking forward to it. Thank you so much for your time on the show, Danielle, and best of luck with the exhibition.
Thank you. Perfect. Thank you.